And we're holding on to Zion Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hamevi get, the person is Moshliach, is bringing a get, but Omad Hemenu, and he lost it. So now the question is, so now he or somebody else finds it, and the question is going to be whether we can assume it's the same get or not. So Matzah La'alter Kosher, if he finds it right away, then it'll be kosher. Then we don't have to worry that it might be somebody else's get with the same names. And we'll see in the Gemara further at the bottom of Amud Beis how long is considered la'alter. The imlav possible, and if not, then it's possible because it might not be the same get. Somebody else might have dropped a get with the same name, and it's the wrong one. If he found the get in a chafisa or dluskema, which are various kinds of kalim, the Gemara defines them later on at the top of Chof Ches Amud Aleph. A chafisa is a type of small bag, a dluskema is a type of small box, so people commonly put shtaris in those things. So if a person, so if he found the get in one of those things, immakire kosher, if he recognizes it, it's kosher. Now Rashi learns that what it means is that it means one or the other. Either if he found it in a chafisa or dluskema, then that would be fine. Even that would be fine just by itself. We don't have to be concerned that it's that maybe it was a different get, like we said. Because his was in a chafisa or dluskema, and a different one isn't necessarily. And then vice versa, if he recognizes the, so it's one or the other. If he finds it in a chafisa or dluskema and he has a simen on it, if Rashi doesn't say that yet, here he says, yeah, he has a simen on the keli that it's his. So if he finds it in a chafisa or dluskema with a simen on the keli, or Rashi learns if he found the get and he recognizes it, he has tvias ayin on it, then that would be fine. The Tosfos further on discusses that and says that it may not necessarily mean that. It may mean that makiroi means that goes on the chafisa or the dluskema. He doesn't recognize the get, but he recognizes the chafisa or the dluskema. He doesn't even have a simon on it. He just has tvias ayin. That might be good enough. And other rishonim discuss similar kinds of things, that it may be enough to have tvias ayin on the cake. Anyway, so now we're going to focus then in the Gemara on this whole matter of, is there a possibility that there was a different get with the same name, such that the Mishnah is saying that if he didn't find it right away and he doesn't specifically have to be a sign in it, there might be a problem. Is that in fact the case? So the Gemara says, Rumin, I have a contradiction between our Mishnah and a Mishnah in Bava Metzia. The Mishnah says, Motza Gite Noshim, if a person found women's gittin, the shechrurei avodim, we found documents of women, we found documents of freeing slaves, diatiki, or we found the diatiki, which is a will of tzavos shchivmera. The word diatiki, Rashi explains here and in other places in Shas, is an acronym for the expression da tehei lemekam v'liyos. This will be to be upheld and to stay, and then to be that way, because we know that what a shchivmera says is considered as though it's already written and given. So they just write it in order to have a record of it. But really, if he had just said it verbally, his instructions, then that would be good enough. So therefore, we call the shtar diatiki because of that. Other mafoshim point out that the word diatiki actually comes from a Greek word that means something like a will. But the chachamim will often do that. The chachamim will often take a word that was borrowed into Lashon Kodesh from a different language, such as in this case from Greek, and darshan it as if it was a native Hebrew or Aramaic word, and darshan it as in the tritun, as a short form like we have over here. Anyway, so if he found diatiki, he found a will of tavas shrimra matonoi. So he found documents of gifts v'shovrin, or receipts from when a loan was paid off. Normally, by the way, the Gemara discusses in a number of places whether kosvin shover or not. In general, do we have the concept that a receipt should be written? And then the lawyer has the job of making sure that receipt doesn't get lost, or whether we just usually the way it would be once a debt is paid off, you whip up the shtar and that's that. But the Gemara discusses here and there throughout Shas various scenarios where we might need a shoiver, we might need a receipt for the lawyer, or let's say in the case of a ksuba, the husband, etc., the one who was indebted to hold on to. So in any case, if you find one of those, so all of those, Hareza lo yasir. The Mishnah in Bava Metzia says, in all those cases, you find any of these documents, you shouldn't return them. Shani o meksuvin hayu v'nimlach alein shalei litnan. Because we have to be concerned. What if they were written, and then he decided, and then he changed his mind, and decided not to give them? So with the get, for example, the get was written, and then the husband decided not to give it after all, in the same way with all the other cases. So therefore, so the Mishnah is saying over there that you don't return them. It's not even a matter. Now, our Mishnah had said that the concern is that there might be another get with the same name. But that Mishnah over there was implying that it's not even that. Ha Omar. Now, the implication of that Mishnah in Bava Metzia would be if the husband says after you find the get, Tnu, give it to my wife. Nosin, then we do give it to her, and it would work. Even if it was a long time since the get was lost, because after all, the Mishnah there didn't say anything one way or the other about how long it's been. So how does that fit? So our Mishnah is saying that if you lost a get, you shouldn't return it. You that if you lost a get, it's valid as long as not very much time has passed. But that Mishnah seems to be saying it doesn't matter how much time has passed. The only problem with giving the get is that maybe he changed his mind. So if he didn't change his mind, if the husband says give it, and the same thing with all the other cases, then you should give it. So how do we reconcile those two Mishnayos? Tosfos discusses at some length how exactly we see the inference. In other words, maybe in fact the idea is that we do have to be concerned that there is a different get, but fine, you know, we're saying we can assume she was divorced and now she needs this get as a proof, and therefore, let's give it to her. If the husband says give it to her, then what's the problem? It means he already divorced her. So Tosfos says because it says that we have to be concerned that he changed his mind, but if he wanted, he could have used this get, so therefore that implies the get itself is kosher. At that point, we don't have to be concerned that somebody else dropped it. Further on, the Gemara is going to, in fact, bring the opinion of Reb Zera that Mishnah is referring to only if you found it shortly afterwards, whereas right now the Gemara is assuming that the question is that Mishnah in Bava Metzia is referring to even if you found it a long time later. So Tosfos discusses how at this point the Gemara knows, the Gemara is going to say later, this is Rabba talking, how we know that get is in fact valid to use, even if you found it a long time later, again, because it has to save Nimlach, implying that that's the only problem is he might have changed his mind. And then Tosfos goes on to discuss various other angles on this. Anyway, so that's the question. So Omer Rabba, like Kasher, kan b'mokum shashiyoris mitzuyas, kan b'mokum shein ashiyoris mitzuyas. There's a difference between our Mishnah versus the Mishnah in Bava Metzia is that here in our Mishnah we're talking about where caravans pass by very often. So therefore there's much more of a concern that somebody else dropped a get with the same names. And therefore you can't give it, even if the husband says give it. Fine, he's saying he wants to divorce his wife, but we don't know necessarily that this particular get is the one that he sent. Maybe it's a different one. On the other hand, the Mishnah in Bava Metzia would be talking about where Eina Sheyoras Metzuyas is not that common for caravans to pass by, so therefore there's less of a concern that somebody else dropped a get with the same names. So now the Gemara is soon going to bring up the point. Where you also have the case where you have a chazakah of two people in the same city with the same name. We learned about this the other day about Shnei Yosef and Shimon, the Irachas. We're going to take that up again in the Gemara today. So Torres just discusses why we can't say the other way around. Why can't we reconcile the two Mishnayos by saying that one is where we know that there were two Yosef and Shimons in town, and the other one, and of course all the other names are the same as well, and the other one not. And Torres just says because the story, the case that the Gemara is going to bring now, is going to be a case of Shayoris Mitsuyas, and therefore we have to understand that it depends on that point. And also Tosfos says that, also Tosfos says, by the way, that, we have to say that we're going in our sugya, according to Rabbi Lazar, that Edom is Sira Kauti, as we've been learning throughout the Masechta, according to Rabbi Meir, we would say, Tosfos has said this before, that the get itself has to have some kind of demonstration from the content of the get itself, whose it is. And since now we're saying that it doesn't really matter whether we know of two Yosef and Shimon's in town or not, the only difference is Sheyaris Mitzurias or not, that can't follow a mayor, because according to the mayor, if there were in fact known to be two Yosef and Shimon's in town, then we would actually have to write their grandfather's names or some other identifying characteristic to be able to know whose get it is. Anyway, So again, so the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, where it says you shouldn't return it, is talking about Shayaris Metzuyas. So therefore, there's a much greater likelihood that somebody else dropped a shtar, a get, or whatever kind of shtar with the same name. Therefore, you shouldn't return it. Our Mishnah is talking about Eina Shayaris Metzuyas, and therefore, there's less of a problem with that. But he continues, Yosef and Shimon Be'irachas. Now, even that was saying that there's a problem with Shayoras Mitzuyas, the Gemara is interjecting, Rashi explains that this is the Gemara interjecting, that this is even if, that even in a place where Shayoras Mitzuyas, it's also only a problem, Yosef and Shimon Be'irachas. Only if in addition you have a chazakah, that there are two Yosef and Shimons in the same town. So now, therefore, in other words, so now you have two problems. You have Shayaris Mitzuyas, so it's much more likely that another group passed through and dropped the sket. And second of all, it's known that there were two Yosef and Shimons, and obviously we have to assume that also they both have the same wives' names, and so on and so forth. And therefore, now, there's a much greater likelihood that the get we found may not be the original get that was lost. And that would be the case of our Mishnah, therefore saying that that if you didn't, so that would be the case of the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, rather, that says, therefore, you don't return it. But if there's no huchzika, if there's no huchziku, if you don't have a chazaka of two people with that name in town, then we're not necessarily going to say, Rashi says, that there might be some, and we don't know about them because we don't say that. How do we know that? How do we know that even when Shayoras Mitzuyas, it would only be a problem only if we know there would be two Yosef and Shimons? The Eloi Temahochi, if you weren't to say that, Kasha, the Rabba Adurabba, then you would end up with a contradiction between two statements of Rabba himself. Because we have a case, Dahu Gita, the Ishtakach Beidina de Rav Huna. It happened once they found a get in Rav Huna's based in. Rashi explains that they had brought it to the Beis Din to be Mekayim. They had to verify the signatures of the Edim, and then once they did that, then they would write a henpik on it, where we talked about the other day, a shouted to Dayoni, the certification of the Dayonim, that this is a valid, that these are valid signatures. So they brought it to the Beis Din to get that taken care of. And then the person who had it mekuyam dropped it and lost it, and now he's saying, "I want it back." Tosfos discusses not necessarily; it wasn't actually necessarily mekuyam yet. It might just be that it might be in fact that it wasn't. Rashi over here is learning. In other words, it was already mekuyam. And it already had the henpik and the signatures of the Dayanim written on it, and now the question is just whether it's the same one. Tosfos discusses that from other Gemaras, maybe it implies that it wasn't yet. It said in this get, the details in this get said that it was written b'shviri Mosser in the city Shviri, da'al Rochis Nara, which is located by the Rochis River. This is, by the way, the only example in Shas where we have him, and we have this Gemara in Bava Metzia as well, but it's the only example where we actually have the formula of what was used to write where the get was given. And it mentions over here that they wrote the name of the city and the river that it was by based on this, as the poskim say, is where you have the concept that in a get, you write the name of the city and the river or the major water sources that it's by. And there's a logical reason behind it. The poskim talk about is, after all, a city needs a water supply, and those don't usually change over, usually when a city has a water supply, it remains that way for a long time. So therefore, it helps identify the get even a long time in the future. As opposed to, for example, if you were to just write the name of the city, sometimes the names of cities change. If you were to write the name of the country that it's in, sometimes the borders of countries change. So therefore, when you write a water source, the name of the river, or the name of the lake, or if you don't have that, then you just write, for example, you write Mei Mayonis or Mei Be'eris, that's located by springs or by wells, and that helps more unequivocally to identify the city. Anyway, so this get said that it was written in Shviri, located on the river Rochus. So Rav Huna says, we have to be concerned that there might actually be two cities named Shviri, and therefore that this get might have been written by somebody in the other one, which Tosfos points out. We have to say that evidently they knew that in the known city of Shviri there was only one person with this name. Therefore, they didn't have a concern there might be two Yosef and Shimon, but the concern is that there might be a whole different city named Shviri, and conceivably there might be another Yosef and Shimon in there, and maybe he's the one who wrote the get. Tosfos elsewhere in Bava Basra learns that maybe in fact Rav Huna is not making a statement, but rather asking a question. Chayshinim l'shnei shviri. Do we have to be concerned that there might be a different shviri? And by the way, I mean, you wouldn't say that normally with a get, but the point is, once the get was already dropped, that itself creates a reyus in it. That itself already creates, there's reason to question the validity of it, and therefore maybe you have to take that into consideration as well. So the Amalei of Chista Rabba, so Rav Chista, who was the Talmud Chavur of Rav Huna, they were Chavrusas. Rav Huna was the Rosh Hashiva, but Rav Chista was like the vice Rosh Hashiva. He helped him run it. Anyway, so he says to Rabba, who at that time was one of the Talmidim, Puk va'ayinba, go out and check into it and find out whether you can find a source one way or the other about this question of Shnei Shviri or not. This evening, Rav Huna is going to ask you about it and see what you have to say. So either if we say that Rav Huna's statement was Chayshin al Shnei Shviri, then Rav Chista means that this evening, Rav Huna is going to test you on that, Rabba, and see if you have a proof one way or the other, whether what he said is correct, Chayshin al Shnei Shviri or not. Or if you say that Rav Huna, to begin with, asked it as a question, then Rav Chista is telling him, Rabba, Rav Huna, your Rebbe, is going to be asking you, do you have a source one way or the other from which we can answer that question and decide what to do with this get? Anyway, so Nofak, so Rabba went out, Doc, he checked into it, Ashbach, and he found. What's this expression, Nofak, by the way, Gilyon HaShas refers to, Rabbi Akiva Eger, refers to a Tosfos Yom Tov on Pirkei Avos. We had this last week, Shabbos, Pirkei Avos. Sur u ezer derech tova shiyid bakla adam, and sur u ezer derech ra shiyisrach mena adam, doesn't mean literally go out and go out of the Beis Medrash. It means go out, like put yourself in a frame of mind, and then think deeply into the matter and come up with a conclusion. So here it means the same thing. So Doc, he checked into it, the Ashbach, and sure enough, he found something that's relevant. Ditnan, we have another Mishnah in Bava Metzia that says kol ma'isa based in harei ze'yachzer. Now, before we talked about that if you found a get or shichur avodim, diatiki, etc., then we said the Mishnah in Bava Metzia had said you shouldn't return them because he might have changed his mind. However, when you find a ma'isa based in, so a document said, and that includes, that includes a shtar that was mekuyim, that was already certified by Beis Din, but it includes different other things that it mentions over there in the Mishnah, then hareza yachzir, then you can return it, because now there's not going to be, obviously, if they went so far as being mekuyim it, then it must mean that it's already valid. who would be Mekayim the Shtar, the Malveh, when he's concerned that the Eidim might die before the loan is paid off, and then I'll have no proof that these are the ones. So he goes and has and brings the Eidim to Beis Din to validate their signatures. So therefore, the same idea. In other words, when it comes to other kind of shtaris, you're going to have the same way. For example. The same way with a get, for example, Tosfos points out. I mean, you're not going to have who's going to be Mekayim it. There's going to be the wife. In general, the Gemara expresses it over there as loiva, loy Mekayim shtore. The loiva is never going to be the one to be Mekayim the shtar. Why should he? It would be when it's in the Malva's hands that we're Mekayim. Anyway, so now let's consider. So what do we have so far? So far, we said that Rabbah had made a distinction between Shayoris Mitzurius and Ein Shayoris Mitzurius. So Rabbah is saying when Shayoris Mitzurius, when you have caravans are always coming through, then we have to be concerned that maybe the get that was found is a different one than the one that was dropped. So the Gemara had interjected that would only be a problem only if we know that there are two Yosef and Shimons in town. Or applying that to our case of a year, if we know that there's a second city named Shvirin. So now, Now, Rav Huna's Beis Din is the equivalent of a place that Shayoris Mitzuyas. People are always coming to Rav Huna for Dine Torah and to learn Torah. So therefore, people are always going in and out. It's the equivalent of a place where caravans are always passing through. And yet Rabba is saying that you go ahead and return the get and don't worry about Shayoris Mitzuyas. How would that fit with what he said before that when Shayoris Mitzuyas, you don't return it. Alma, so therefore, obviously, we see the answer is E Huxaku Shnei Yosef and Shimon Be'ir Achas Ein. Only if, in addition to the Shayaris Mitzuyas, you also have a Chazaka that there are two Yosef and Shimons in town, then yes, then we have to be concerned that it might not be the same get. The Eloi Loi, and if not, then not. Because then we don't have to. So if we know that there's only, if we don't know of a second Yosef and Shimon in town, or in this case, if we don't know that there's a second city named Shviri, then it's fine to return the get. And therefore, and that's what Rabbah is answering. So we see that Rabbah's distinction about Shayoris Mitzuyas or not is only, when would he say that Shayoris Mitzuyas is a problem? Only if, in addition, we also know of two Yosef and Shimons or of two Shviris. But in this case, we didn't know that there's a second Shviri, and we don't know that there's a second Yosef and Shimon, so therefore Rabbah is saying it's fine to return it. By the way, we talked about the other day on Shabbos, Ramosha, you weren't here, why it is that the Gemara often uses Yosef ben Shimon for this kind of thing. When it says there are two people in town with the same name, why does it have to choose the name Yosef ben Shimon? Why not Reuven ben Yaakov? Why not whatever? And there's a few different answers that are given on that, one of them being from Reb Shimshon Mishantz, one of the Balei HaTosfos, who says there was actually Ma'aseh Shehoyah Kachoyah. There was an actual case where there were two people named Yosef ben Shimon, and therefore from then on the Chachamim used that as an example. And there's different other deeper explanations behind it. One of them is it has to do with the Shevatim, Yosef and Shimon. That the Torah wants to stress, even though Yosef, we know, was very careful with Arias, as in the whole story with Potiphar's wife, whereas Shevet Shimon later on was not so careful with it in the whole story with Benos Moyav in Shittim. Nevertheless, the Gemara wants to stress for us that Shimon is still very much a vital part of the Jewish people who are called Al Shem Yosef just as much as any other Shevet. Getting back to the Gemara. So we see therefore that it's like this. According to Rabbah, we're saying that when would there be a problem returning the get, as it says in Bava Metzia, only if you have two factors. Number one, Shayoris Mitzuyas, you have people are always passing through over there, so there's more of a likelihood that one of them dropped the get. And number two, we know that there are two Yosef and Shimons in town, or in the case of the get in Rav Huna's Beis Din, where we know that there's a second city of the same name, and maybe the get came from there. So the Gemara tells, Ovan Rabba Ugabau Hu Gita. So Rabba, in fact, practically himself, one time, that the earlier story took place when Rabba was a Talmud. Eventually, Rabba himself, of course, became the great Rosh Hashiva. So he, one time, Paskin practically, Lahalacha, regarding a get that was found in the place of the flax in Pumbedisa, Kishleiter, he followed his own shitta and said that that in order for it to be a problem to return it, you would need both, number one, that it was, number one, Sheyoris Mitzuyas, and number two, that we know that there are two Yosef and Shimon's, or two towns of the same name. So the Gemara says, Ikadami, now there are two different versions of what exactly the details of the case were. Ikadami, Reduchta, Hecha, the Toru Kitna. Some say that when we say the place of the flax, we mean that they found it in a place where they soak flax. Now, the Afal Gabda Huchsiku, in that case, it would be fine to return it based on what Rabbi is saying, even if we know that there are two Yosef and Shimon's in town, because that's not the kind of place where caravans commonly travel. A place where people come to soak flax, among other things, it smells bad because of the rotting stalks over there, whatever. Only people who need to come there, so therefore there's much less of a likelihood that somebody else passed through and dropped a get with the same name. Even though we know there are two Yosef and Shimon's in town, and each one of them is married to Rachel Bas Abraham, let's say, if we find a get written for one of them, we have less reason to be concerned that maybe it was actually written for the other one, and now we found that other one. So that's one version. The Ikadami, Meduchta de Mezabni Kitna. Others say that means they found it in a place where they sell flax. Now, Vahush Lehuchsiku, in that case, it would have to be a case where there's no chazaka of two Yosef and Shimon's, the Shrich and Chayotis, because caravans are very common in these places, a place where they sell flax. People are always going around over there. So it doesn't smell right. So therefore, there's much more of a concern then if you know of two Yosef and Shimon's in town, then you would have a problem. So therefore, it would have to be, why would Rabba Paskin, that it's fine, you can go ahead and deliver the get, is because we have to be talking about, and obviously it wasn't found right away, like it says in our Mishnah, so it would have to be because we didn't know that there were two Yosef and Shimon's in town. So as long as we don't know that, we don't have to be concerned there might be. Just like in Rabbuna's case, we don't have to be concerned that there might be a second Shviri when we don't know that there exists one.
Okay, so you know there's two that we live in.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. So that was all a point of Rabba. Now the Gemara continues that there's a different way that we may reach the same conclusion, or maybe a different conclusion. The Gemara starts off Rav Zeira Rami. Rami Masnissin Abraisa. Rav Zeira pointed out a contradiction between our Mishnah and Abraisa. Umashani, and then he answered it, and then based on the answer, we'll see what he holds as far as this matter of Shayoris Mitzurias and Hochsuku and all that. Tnan ha maybe get v'ovid himenu. We said in our Mishnah that if he brings a get and he lost it, imotzil alter kosher, if he mild fossil. We said only if he finds it right away as kosher, and if not, then it's possible because it might be a different get. But he says, I have a contradiction from a Braisa. Now, why is he not making the contradiction from the Mishnah in Bava Metzia? That the Gemara will discuss soon. But first, he pointed out a relevant Braisa. A Braisa says, Motzah get isha bashuk. If a person finds a woman's get in the street, bizman shabal moida, if the husband admits and says that, he should give it to her, or that he already divorced her, as the case may be, then he should return it to the wife. But if the husband does not agree that it should be given, you shouldn't return it to either one of them. Why not? So Rashi says you can't return it to the husband because what if he already gave it to her and then she dropped it? So now he's going to now. So well, the problem is that now. Now what's going to happen is now that he has the get back in his hands, he's going to go look for Ada Masira to give it to her to show that it was given. Now later on, or he's going to find the original Ada Masira. Later on, when she wants to collect her ksuba, he's going to be able to say, "I already paid." In other words, because what happens is, Rashi explains, why would he be in possession of a get? Normally, if it weren't for the matter of losing a get, it would be kind of used as a receipt, right? It would show that she's already been paid off of silver. So you don't want to return it to him in order to avoid that problem. And you don't want to return it to her, because what if it wasn't valid? What if he never gave it yet? And therefore, what if he never gave it yet? And then she's going to get married with it, and that's a problem. Tosfos points out also, now usually we have a concept that her isha she'omer l'bayla gerashtani ne'emenes. That usually we say, if a woman says to her husband, you divorced me, we believe her because we say chazaka, that she's not going to be mazed upon him. She's not going to be so brazen as to say that in front of her husband, if it's not true. However, Tosfos says, the fact is there is a get over here, therefore she might brazen it out. She might say, yes, I had the get, and I dropped it, even if in fact she never in fact received the get. So therefore, we have more of a concern that she would say that. So therefore, so that Braisa says, you don't return it to either of them. Now, Rav Zera says, ha, so the implication of the Braisa is, Vizman Shabal Moida Mias Yasav Isha. So what are we saying? That if the husband does agree that he gave it, or that he wants to give it, whatever, then we should give it to the woman. Va'afilu Lizman Menuba. Now, the implication seems to be, even if it was a long time later, what about on Mishnah, which says that it's not, or that only if you find it alter, only if you find it right away. So now, Tosfos brings up the point, actually, that we know the flip side of what we just said about the woman saying Gerashtani. The flip side of it is that if her husband says, I divorced my wife, we also believe her. So what's the problem over here? The reason why we return it to her is because the husband is able to say Gerashtia. But Tosfos says no. What it means is that we wouldn't believe him to say Gerashtia as of the date it says on the get. It just means that if he says that I divorced her now, then we would believe her. But not necessarily that we would say retroactively, such that, for example, there'd be matters of Paris and other and Lekuchas and other such things that are involved over there. Yeah. Anyway. So Rav Zera is pointing out that on Mishnah is saying only if you find the la'alter, the Braisa seems to imply that even if you don't find the la'alter, as long as the husband agrees that it belongs to his wife, then you give it to her, to his ex-wife, then you give it to her. So what's the story? And he answered similarly to Rabba. Umashani, so he answered, Kan Makam Shah Sheyoras Mitzuyas, Kan Makam Shayna Sheyoras Mitzuyas. That it depends whether Sheyoras Mitzuyas or not. On Mishnah is talking about Sheyoras Mitzuyas, and therefore there's much more of a likelihood somebody else dropped a get with the same name. The Braisa is talking about we're in Asher Yoras Mitzuyas, so therefore you don't have that concern. Now, within that, now we said before that we had before that there's also the question of Huchsiku. There's also the question of do we have a chazaka of two people with the same name. So the Gemara says Ikadami. So now one version of Rav Zera's answer is Vahusha Huchsiku Hudla Lahader. That when do you not return it? Only if in addition to Shayuras Mitzuyas, we also have a chazaka that there are two people in town with the same name. In that case, Vahainu Rabba. In that case, then Rav Zera has arrived at the same conclusion as Rabba, that you need both of those factors in order not to return the get. You need Shayuras Mitzuyas and you need Huchsiku.
Then
you wouldn't return it.
You have to speak out that there's two people, that there's two people with the same name.
Yeah. So
that's why
you don't return it, because you have two problems: Shayoras Mitzuyas and two people of the same name. Behind the Rabba, in that case, that's the same thing as Rabba. The Ikadami, Afagav Deloy Huchsiku Loy Lahader. Others say that Rav Zera means even if you don't have a chazaka of two people, just Shayoras Mitzuyas itself is a reason not to return it. In which case Rav Zera would be disagreeing with Rabba, because Rabba had said you need both factors to not return it, and according to that second way of understanding Rav Zera, he would be saying only if even one of those factors by itself is enough to disqualify the get, either Shayoras Mitzuyas or Huchsiku. Okay, so now that we went through that, the question is, why did Rav Zera not come from the same standpoint as Rabba? Why did he not use the two Mishnayos to contradict one another? Why did he have to bring in a Braisa? So Bishlema de Rabba like Amak Rav Zera. I understand why Rabba did not bring up the question the way Rav Zera did. And by the way, Rashi says, if you look at the beginning of the Gemara, you don't find that it says that Rabba brought up the question. It was the stomach of Gemara that had brought up the question. However, since Rabba answered it, then we can assume that Rabba is the one who also came up with the question. Rabba didn't want to use the method of Abzera, because Masnissin, Alimele, actually, because he considers a Mishnah is a stronger thing to ask from. braises, we sometimes say, are wrong or something like that. So therefore, if you can find two mishnayos that contradict each other and you need a way to resolve them, then that's a much stronger question and answer.
People
also bought more bakim mishnayos. But yeah, Ella Reb Zera, my time like Amaka Rabba. Why didn't Reb Zera say like Rabba? Why did he need to bring in a braisa? And the answer is Amalach, because Reb Zera would answer you, Mi katanim amatnu noisnin, because the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, what does it say? It says that if you found the get, or if you found the get, etc., Hareza lo yachzir, then you don't return it because maybe he changed his mind. Now, Rabba inferred from that that if he says tnu, that if he says go ahead and give it, noisnin, but it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. So Reb Zera says that's not necessarily a valid inference. Mi katani im oma tnu noisnin. Does the Mishnah say anything about if he says to give, then you should give it? No. And then you would say that then that Mishnah is implying that even if it was a long time later, no. Dilma im Omar tnu nosnin. Maybe when it said, maybe when we're saying that if you give it right away, kedat time alone would be like in the case of our Mishnah, alter only right away. So you, Rabba, are assuming that the case in Bava Metzia is talking about where he said that if he says tnu noisnin, and it means, so that's the thing. Well, not that he said that if tnu noisnin, obviously, fine. Since the Mishnah says, but nimlach alayan, then that implies that if he wasn't nimlach, then you should return it. But the Mishnah never said anything about la'alter or afuzman meruba. So you could say that Mishnah is talking about la'alter just like on Mishnah. There's no need to assume that Mishnah is talking about after Zman Merubah, which Rabba did, which led Rabba to show that there's a contradiction between the Mishnayos, and then to have to reconcile them. Reb Zera says to begin with, there's not really much of a problem with it.
I don't know if
Nimlach or not. So we have to be concerned that Nimlach, if he comes and says, give it, and then shows that it wasn't Nimlach. But the point is, Rabba was saying that it means not only that if it's not Nimlach, you can return it, but the implication is that you can return it no matter how long has passed. Reb Zera said that's not necessarily a valid thing. Maybe the Mishnah means only if you found it right away, like in our Mishnah. By the way, when we had Tosfos points out earlier, when we had so Rabba had proved his point. So Rabba had proved his point that you need both factors in order to not return the get, the Shayoras Metzuyas, and that we know there's two Yosef and Shimon's. He proved it because he had that other Mishnah above Metzia that says Kol Maisa based in Hareza Yachzir. And therefore, once it was a Shtar Mekuyim, then it's a Maisa based in. How would Reb Zera deal with that according to the version that we're saying in the Gemara over here that he doesn't require both factors? So Tosfos says, evidently, he would have to understand that Mishnah is referring to a case only when you found it in a place where Irina Shayoras Metzurias, you didn't find it in Basedin itself. It's a Maisa Basedin. It was signed and certified by Basedin, but it wasn't actually found in Basedin. So Reb Zera didn't find it necessary to consider that the two Mishnayos contradict each other and have to reconcile them. Therefore, he brought in the Braisa, which makes it very clear because the Braisa had said that there's a case where you don't return that where you do return it versus a case where you don't return it. And there, a Braisa is supposed to explain things more clearly than a Mishnah. So if the Braisa didn't say anything about Zman Meruba or not, then the implication is that it would be even Zman Meruba. So therefore, so he found that to be more of a contradiction with our Mishnah, and he answered Shayoras Metzuyas versus not. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring other answers to reconcile these two things, the two Mishnayos, or the Mishnah and the Braisa. So far, again, we have Rabba's answer that our Mishnah is talking about Shayoras Metzuyas and Hochsiku, that we have a chazaka of two people with the same name in town, therefore we can't return it. Reb Zera's answer, according to one version, was the same thing, and according to the other version, was that you only need one of those two factors to pass all the get. So now we have more answers. Reb Yirmiyah Omer, Reb Yirmiyah says the case that we have the Mishnah in Bava Metzia that implies that you can return it even if it was a long time later, and we have Reb Zera's Braisa that also implies that would be talking about going to Ka'amri Edim, that would be the case where the Edim who signed the get said, Me'olam lechosamnu ela al get echad to Yosef ben Shimon. We only ever sign one get belonging to Yosef ben Shimon. So therefore, it has to be there. So they recognize that. So now, so they realize that they they realize that this is the only get with this name that they ever sign, and therefore, so Tosfos points out, they may not know who this Yosef ben Shimon is, but they know, they can say, we never signed another get for another Yosef ben Shimon. So Tosfos discusses, we're not going to go so far as to say that the person is going to lie deliberately and do that just in order to save himself the few dollars that you pay the sofer. So now when the Edom say that we only sign one get of this name, so then that's good. And then now the husband is saying also, yes, this is my get. Go ahead and return it. Then we have a strong reason to return it. If the Edom don't say anything, then we have reason to be concerned. Then look, he might think it's his, because he might think to himself, well, I don't know of any other Yosef ben Shimon in town, therefore it must be mine, but really it might not.
Well,
he knows whether he wrote the get or not, but we do have to be concerned that maybe he's mistaken. He thinks that this get is his, and really it's somebody else's. But when the Edom say that we only signed ever one get with the name Yosef ben Shimon, then we have a much stronger reason to believe that is the actual get. And therefore, when the husband says give it, then we have enough of a basis, says Rabbi Yemiah, to be able to return it to the wife.
You can't say that you could ask her, see who named the bet with the signers, and the signers are, you could ask the signers if you did or not.
So that's the thing. Now we're talking about that the Edom come and say, yes, these are our signatures. And furthermore, we know that we never signed a get with any other names on it. So with this same name on it, we never signed any other get with the same name on it. So therefore, that gives us a strong reason to believe that this is the same get. So that would answer, as opposed to our Mishnah, where it says that only if we found the altar, not Zman Merubah, we'd be talking about where the Edom didn't say anything, or where they themselves are not sure. Maybe we signed more than one get with Yosef and Shimon, and now this might not be the one. In fact, Tosfos points out that it has to be that we're talking about the Edom didn't see their actual signatures on the get. If they see it and they recognize it as their handwriting, of course you'd return it. So we're talking about, because of how likely is it that you have the husbands and wives and the Edom's names are all the same, is very unlikely. But we're talking about over here, so they didn't actually, so not like I just said a minute ago. So we're talking about they didn't actually see the signatures, just we asked them, Reuven ben Yaakov and Shimon ben Yitzchak, we have signatures of your names on this get. We don't have the get itself right here to show you, but can you tell us whether you ever signed another get for Yosef and Shimon? And they say that no. So that would work even Lazman Merubah, whereas our Mishnah is talking about where they can't say that. So the Gemara asks, Hachi Maila Memra. Well, then in that case, what's the Chiddush? Obviously, then, where we have no reason to think it's anybody else's get. And the answer is Maud Tema. Still, you might have to be concerned. Leichos Dumum Islamic Shma Kishma Ve'edim Ke'edim. What if it could happen, conceivably, that you have the husbands and wives and Edom's names all happen to be the same on a different get as well? Kamash Malon. Therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyahu would tell us that the Mishnah and the Braisa, or the Mishnah in Bava Metzia and the Braisa that Rabbi Zeira brought, are telling us you don't have to worry about that. Rav Ashi says another possibility, another way of reconciling the Mishnah with the Braisa, the Mishnah versus the Mishnah here versus the Mishnah in Bava Metzia and the Braisa that Rav Zeira brought. So another way would be to go to call him a neck of Yeshua beside Ois Plains. The case would be where the Shliach says that I have a simon on the get I lost. It had a hole next to such and such a letter. So to have a simon muvhak, that would be a very strong simon, and therefore that makes it very likely that makes it overwhelmingly likely that it is the same get. So this is already a simon, right? Well, that's the Gemara is now going to get into the matter of simonim, right? This that it says, by the way, going to Omar, that he says. So Rashi explains that it means the shliach. On the other hand, Tosfos brings there were Gemaras that had the girsa that it's the Edom say. The difference is, in other words, that the difference is, Tosfos says, the Edom, we would believe them to say that even if they already previously saw the get. But the Shliach himself, who has more of an interest in the Bashlus in making sure that the get reaches its destination, him we would believe only if he didn't previously see the get, and now he's saying that I know that there's a hole by it, then that would be a very strong simon. Otherwise, we have to be concerned that maybe he's a... So what happened? In other words, if we found this get, and he sees it when it was found, and he notices there was a hole. Later on, he might use that as a simon, even though he doesn't know that that was the same get that he was carrying. Choice Mr. Reed also over here discusses in some detail this whole matter of who is it that's saying eight neck of Yeshua B'tzadeh. His point is it the Edim or is it the Shliach? Anyway, so in that case, that would be a strong simon. But the Gemara points out the Davka B'tzadeh Ois Plonis. Now, when Rav Ashi is saying that, he's saying specifically where the person says, the Shliach or the Edim say, there's a hole next to this in this particular letter. To have a simon muvak, then it would be a strong simon. But the implication of what Rav Ashi is saying is if he just says in general there's a hole in the get, that wouldn't be enough of a simon to say that we should return it to him. Because,
we don't ask him where the hole was?
Well, we could, but if he says, I don't know. I just know there was a hole in it, but I don't remember where. Whatever. Anyway, the point is that wouldn't be a strong simon. And the reason why that wouldn't work, Mesakale Simonin Idaraisi Idirabonin. Rav Ashi has a suffix whether the whole concept of returning something, a lost object, based on simonim, is it daraisa or jirabonim. Now, we have a Mishnah in Eilat Metzias that says, that learns from the Yavi Pasuk that mentions four different kinds of things a person might lose. Al shirt, al chamur, al seh, al sal, whatever the exact lashon in the Pasuk is. V'chein tassel v'chamur, v'chein tassel v'shirt, v'chein tassel v'simlah, say whatever. So the Mishnah points out over there, the fact that it says simlah teaches us that just like a simlah, a garment, has simonim, the same way anything else to return it has to have simonim, and has to have toivim, and has to have somebody who still wants it and hasn't made it hefker. Anyway, we could say that maybe that's daraisa, or we could say that maybe it's only an asmachta, and it's only darabonim. Now we're talking about a get, which involves an eishes ish. Therefore, if simonim are only derabanan, then you can't do that. By money, it's one thing, hefker based in hefker, but not by a get. So if there's a simon muvhak, then fine. A simon muvhak would be good enough to be considered, would be good enough to be considered daraisa.
How hefker doesn't have to play with money?
Because in effect, Beis Din can say that they would say it's true that midaraisa, you Reuven who are claiming this lost object ought to bring edim for it. Midaraisa, we wouldn't accept you to say simonim, but we're going to allow you to collect it by simonim. We're going to say we're going to take it away from Shimon and give it to you. So that would be valid, but by get you can't do that. So sort of actually has a suffix where the simonim. Now, when we talk about simonim, we have to realize there are different levels of simonim. Just now we were talking about simon muvhak, which is a very distinctive simon, something that's pretty much unique only to this get. You have vice versa. You have something that the Gemara is going to take up soon, which is a very generic simon. For example, to say that the get was long or short, there are many long get and there are many short get. And in between, you have something that's a simon, but not a simon muvhak. For example, most gittin don't have holes in them, so therefore a hole is a simon, but it's not a simon muvhak. So now, we're talking, as far as a regular, a middle-class simon like that, is such a thing, valid daraisa or darabonon, Rav Ashi is not sure. So mesafdolei simonon, idaraisa, idarabonon, so therefore he says, you can't return the get on the basis of a simon unless it's a simon muvhak. Unless it's a very unique simon. So the Gemara tells in this connection, Rav Babachana Ilkas Le Gita Be Medrasha. Rav Babachana one time lost the get that he was carrying as a shliach. He lost it in the Beis Medrash. Omar, he says to the people over there, Isimona, if you want a simon for me to return it, Isli Begave, I have a simon in it, Itvius Eina, and if you want to return it to me, but Tvius Ayin, just because I can say I recognize it even without a particular simon, which you can return things to a time of Chacham like that, then Isli Begave, I also have Tvius Ayin. Adur Niale, so they returned him the get.
Did he ask, did anyone find the get, or did he say, or did someone say, oh, I found the get, who's get it?
So it's interesting, actually, there's a Yerushalmi that tells what seems to be the same story, and says that actually a goy found it, but we have to be talking about, evidently, that afterwards, the goy must have given it to somebody in the Beis Medrash over there, and now Rabbi Rav Hana is asking around him. Anyway, so Adur Niale, they returned it to him. Omar, so he says, Loya Dina Imishum Simona Adrua. I really don't know then. Did they return it because of the simon I gave? In which case, for Kasabri Simonim Daraisa, in which case they would have to hold that simonim, meaning even not a simon muvhak, just a regular type simon, for example, if it was a hole, would be a good enough simon. Do they hold that way? Or Imishum Tvias Eina, or did they return it only because of Tvias Ayin, which would only be Davkel of Tsurvim and Abonim? That would only work for a Tamad Chacham, as Gemara tells us in Eilat Metzias, because only a Tamad Chacham, either because only a Tamad Chacham can be trusted to have real Tvias Ayin, but Tosfos says actually not. And Amoritz can't have Tvias Ayin. It's just that we can't trust him that he's telling the truth. And now Talmud Chacham, we can trust he's telling the truth. Even my, yeah, even my new cave again. Anyway, so Al Inish Ba'al Maloy, in which case that would only apply to a Talmud Chacham, not to a regular person. So we can't be sure, Rabbi Chana says, on what basis did they return. So the Gemara continues, the Imlav Posel. So the bottom line is we have several different ways of understanding what are the scenarios when you return a get that was lost versus when not. You have the matter of Shayoras Mitzuyas or not. You have the matter of Huchsiku, whether we know that there are two Yosef and Shimons or not. We can ask the Edim if they know that they never signed any other get with this name. And we have a Simon Mobuk. The last two answers are not really contradicting the first two, so you could have all of them. You could have if we ask the Edim, or if we ask the Shliach, and he says he has a Simon, etc., then that would be fine no matter what. As far as the first two, there's Macholikas Rishonim, who we paskin according to. On the one hand, we have Rabba actually paskin in practice, according to his opinion, that you need both factors, Huchsiku and Shayoras Mitzuyas, for it to be a problem. On the other hand, we said Reb Zera disagreed. So the question is who the halacha follows in the end, Rabba or Reb Zera. So you have different Rishonim, have different opinions on the subject. Okay. Then we said, the Mishnah had said, the Imlav Posel, that if you didn't find it right away, then it would be Posel. So, Tanur Rabbanan, Ezer Shaloyla Alter, what is considered not right away? Rav Nosson says, if it was enough time that a caravan, meanwhile, could have passed through and camped over there. So now there's more of a concern that next Shayara may have dropped the get. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns, actually, that the word Batishra can also be related to an Aramaic word that means meal. So it means that the caravan had enough time there to stop for a meal. Now, when they have a meal, they take out all their kalim, and then there's a high likelihood that one of them dropped the get in the course of rummaging through his stuff. Anyway, that would be Rav Nosson. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Kedei Shiyehe Adam Oymed V'Roya Shalei Ovasham Adam. It has to be that there's enough, that a person would actually have to have been standing there and actually watch and see that nobody else passed by. So the shliach passed through. Then you had somebody observing the place and noticing that nobody came through. And then later on, we find a get over there. So then we can say it came. Then we could say that would still be considered the altar. But if anybody else passed through in between, then already says Reb Shimon Elazar, we have to be concerned that other person might have dropped it. The Yesh Oimim, then Yesh Oimim, which sometimes means Rav Nosson as well, but we already had Rav Nosson, so we have to be a different opinion. Anyway, Yesh Oimim, Shaloi Shah Adam Sham, nobody actually stayed there. So not like Rav Shimon Elazar says that it would have to be that somebody just passed through, would already be a problem. No, it would have to be that somebody stayed there for a certain amount of time. Rebbe Oimim, Kedei Lichtiv, again, Rebbe says a different shear, it doesn't really matter. It's just a shear that the Chachamim established the amount of time it takes to write the get. Once that amount of time has passed, then we have to be concerned that it might be a different get. In other words, the Chachamim figured out that the amount of time it takes to write the get would be the amount of time it's likely that somebody else passed through over there. Rabbi Yitzchok says not the amount of time it takes to write the get, but the amount of time it takes to read the get. Acherim, which is usually a mayor, says, Kedei Lekoisvei Lekroisvei, it would have to be both. The amount of time it takes to write the get and read it. That's a little bit longer, yeah. Okay. But the Braisa continues, Vafilu Shah, now even if this amount of time passed, but the Yeshbo Simonim, but there are Simonim on the get, and we mean a Simon Mubak, we mean a very distinctive Simon. Then the Edim can still testify that he's the one who dropped it. And again, the Amri neck of Yeshua B'tzad is pointless. And again, we mean the kind of distinctive Simon. For example, there's a hole next to such and such a letter. That's a Simon Mokok, and therefore that would be fine. Even Rav Ashi, who had the suffix before, would agree that such a thing is Daraisa, and that's fine. It's interesting, by the way, this whole discussion about whether Simonim or Daraisa or Darabonon is also on Daf Chof Zayin, but in Bog Metzia. And here it's on Daf Chof Zayin in Gittin. What the significance of it is, I don't know. But anyway. So the Braisa continues. The in me'idin al simone haguf. However, it's not a valid edus to give on simonim of the actual body of the get. Meaning, in other words, in which the Gemara says, that means the amri oruch v'gutz. For example, if they say it was a long get or it was a short get, because there are lots of long gittin and there are lots of short gittin, and therefore that's not distinctive at all. So that would be the worst kind of simon. Not only is that not simon muvak, it's not really even it's a kind of simon. There are many gittin like that. So therefore, it's of the three types of simonim that we said before, it's the lowest type. So therefore, that wouldn't work. And as far as a medium simon, then it all depend on whether we say simonim or daraisa or derabanan. Okay. The Braisa continues, Motze kosher b'kis, if you found the get tied to a money bag, or ba'arniki, or to a purse, or a tabas, or to a ring, oisha motze ben kelov, or he found the get among his personal effects in his house, in all those cases, after the man merum kosher, then even if it's a long time later, it would be kosher, because then it must be the same get. Tosfos points out, now that means, in other words, even if his house itself is a place that Shayoris Matsuyas, some people's houses are like Grand Central Station. So if you found it on the floor, then yes, you have to be concerned that maybe somebody else dropped it. But if you found it Bain Caleb between his personal items, then nobody else would have dropped it there, so it must mean that he himself put it there and therefore it would be valid. Now, as far as kis v'tabas, again, you have the question of whether we're talking about whether he has simonim in it or not. But Tosfos says, first of all, even if we say that simonim are not daraisa, you could say we're talking about where you have eidim that the kis or the tabas belong to him. So therefore, but they don't know anything about the get. But since it was tied to the kis or the tabas, then that would be good. Or another possibility, Tosfos says, there we could be talking about that he found it himself, and he actually has a migri, because he could have said, I never lost it in the first place. So therefore, that would work. Okay. So the Gemara finishes off, Itma, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Shalosha Adam Sham. So now we have five different opinions in the Braisa of what's considered Shaloyla Alter. So again, we had Rav Nosson being the amount of time that it would take for a caravan to stay there, or according to Tosfos, to eat a meal there. Rav Shimon Elazar says, if anybody else has passed through, then it's a problem. Yesh Omerim had said only if somebody actually stayed there a while. Rebbe said the amount of time it takes to write the get. Rebbe Yitzchak said to read it, and Achedim said to read and write it. So six different opinions. Who is the halacha like? So the Gemara says Itma Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel halacha shalosha adam sham. The halacha would be like Yesh Omerim, that as long as somebody didn't stay there for any significant amount of time, just walking through is not enough for us to be concerned about. Rabbi Babachana, I'm gonna be Tashmu, Halacha Shalai over Adam Sham. No, the Halacha would be like Rav Shimon Elazar. Once somebody passed through over there, then already it's a problem. So the Gemara asks, why do they have to say it like that? Lema Mar Halacha Kamar or Mar Halacha Kamar. Why doesn't just Rabbi, wouldn't just Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel say the Halacha is like Yesh Omerim, and Rabbi Babachana would say that the Halacha is like, Rav Shimon Elazar. And the answer is Mishum the Afti Lahu, because there are some people who flip around the opinions of the Braisa. There were different versions of this Braisa floating around, some of which had the different opinions mixed up. So if they just said the halacha is like Rav Shimon Elazar, or the halacha is like Yesh Omerim, we wouldn't know which version of the Braisa we mean. So therefore, they said explicitly what the halacha is. Then to finish off, the Mishnah had said motze b'chafisa b'dluskema. We said if you found the get in a chafisa or d'luskema, then it's fine. And again, we had Rashi had learned that it meant that you have a simon on the keli. So therefore, you have a simon on the keli, and that would be good enough. And again, Tosfos says that we may be talking about where he himself found it. He maybe doesn't even have a simon. Maybe Tvias Ayin is good enough. Maybe when we say that Tvias Ayin doesn't work for an Amoretz, it would mean when somebody else finds it and he wants it returned, but for him himself to pick it up and then say Tvias Ayin, maybe that would be good enough. Anyway, so what are these things? My chafisa, Omer Rav Abachon Chemes Ktana. It means a small leather bag that people would often put their shoras in. My Zluskma is Tlika Tisavi, is a little box that old people use. Rashi in Bav Metzia explains that it means that old people are forgetful. They may forget where they put their little things, so they carry around a box with them in order to have, so they have everything to hand. So therefore, that kind of thing would be called a Zluskma, and therefore that's what we're saying. If you found the get in it, and you have a simon, or as Tosfos says, to be a sign in it, then that would be good enough.
So the other one is a single order.
Adulis Kama? No, I mean,
the one that one before that.
No, chemis means a bag made out of skin. They could use it for water. You often find in shas they use it for water, but they use it for other things as well, including they could use it to store documents. Okay.